What is the feeling of election night so far for you?
You know, it's been this, it's kind of a really bizarre feeling, just because campaigning in 2020 has been so bizarre, of not being able to interact with constituents and meet people face-to-face. And it's really been contact through the phone and through mailers and through letters. And so to see votes coming in is incredibly satisfying, and I'm very grateful for it. But it's also where I just miss the opportunity of being able to connect with people face-to-face. But, you know, it is what it is, as a campaign in a pandemic.
Speaking of the pandemic, obviously an unprecedented situation for not only New Mexico, but every state in the nation. And when January rolls around and the new legislature gets to work, what are going to be the top priorities, and how are we going to recover from this situation?
Well, there's already discussion in terms of what is going to be the priority, and obviously that is the budget. You know, we have money that we need to be able to use. We have businesses that we need to be able to support. We have programs that are going to be affected by the change in the budget. So the big challenge is to make sure that we are able to allot as much money as possible to those programs, so that our state doesn't suffer any more than it already has. And that will be the big challenge for the entire legislature, not just the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. It is the legislature that will have to tackle that, and we all know that going into it.
We hear a lot about finding ways for New Mexico to diversify its economy. What do you think are the paths forward at this point?
So we have a couple of opportunities. I feel that we're long overdue in legalizing recreational cannabis. And we have an opportunity to do it right. We have an opportunity to learn from other states and to make sure that it truly benefits New Mexico. Another opportunity that we have is to be able to utilize what we get in renewable energy and export that. I prefer that we benefit people in New Mexico first before we export that. But given that we have 350 days out of the year of sunshine, I feel that we'll be able to generate enough. But we need to invest in that. But we also need to invest in providing jobs for those workers who will be displaced as we move away from oil and gas. There are people who have worked in the oil and gas industry for years that are able to support their families. And when they hear this push for renewable energy, they're worried about how they're going to support their families. So I feel that as we embrace renewable energy, we also need to train those workers who are dependent and who are working in oil and gas to be able to make the same amount of money, if not more, in the renewable energy industry. And so those are two ways. But we also have the permanent funds that we can pull from. We are not maximizing what we can safely use from the permanent fund without affecting the principal. And I feel that that's where we're going to be going, is at least touching a small percentage of the permanent fund in order to offset the budget shortfalls that we're going to see in this upcoming year as a result of the pandemic.
How much do you think is an acceptable amount, and what would be necessary?
Studies have shown that if we even tap 1% of the permanent fund, we will not be impacting the principal at all. And so we have an opportunity there. That's something that I would leave up to the financial experts. But with the reports and the presentations that I've seen so far, we can touch 1% and make a great big difference in that, if we just touch the permanent fund a little bit. And the permanent fund is our money. It belongs to every single person in the state of New Mexico. And the fact that we've been hoarding it and holding on to it and not touching it for years is a disservice to New Mexicans.
Carrie, there are certainly some indications at this point in the night that you will be going to the state Senate. How does that feel?
It feels really great, Casey, because, you know, for many years, since I've lived here for almost 30 years, most of that time has been doing some sort of advocacy work, either it be for the LGBTQ community or for local businesses or for nonprofits or for individuals experiencing homelessness or near homelessness, for education. And so it's nice to be able to now have that opportunity to take that at the state level and things that we've been able to do in southern New Mexico and bring those to the state level so that other communities throughout the state can also learn from the things that we have accomplished in southern New Mexico and apply those elsewhere so that our state becomes more solid.
All right, Carrie, thank you so much for your time tonight.
Thank you, Casey. You too.